You're listening to OWW Radio,
the official radio show of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com.
All right, so here we are, living it day by day. You are a superstar, and that's what she used to always say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of OWW Radio. This is the official radio program of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Each week, OWW Radio will bring perspective to the WWE, TNA, and everything else making news in the world of professional wrestling. My name is David, and this week I welcome female wrestler Lana Starr to the program. Lana works for the Women of Wrestling promotion. She also has a lot of experience in film, television, and modeling. I'm looking forward to hearing more about her career. Lana Starr, welcome to OWW Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, how have you been?
I've been doing really well, wrestling a lot and going on auditions and doing some interviews like with you.
Well, congratulations on the relaunch of WOW. That's got to be exciting for you. You are one of the original WOW girls, correct?
Yes, I'm super excited. There's six of us that are back right now. We just added another original WOW girl, Paradise. She'll be at the next show in March 9th in Vegas. So that's cool. Now we have six of us originals.
Right. And, you know, for those who don't know, the Women of Wrestling have an interesting history to this promotion. You know, you were founded in 2000 by David McLean, previously the founder of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, the Glow Girls. You were based in Los Angeles, California, and really used a similar format to the character-driven performers in GLOW, in that you have a syndicated program with, you know, skits and comedy and kind of blending entertainment with wrestling, correct?
Correct. I think that this new season is geared a little more toward wrestling, but okay. It's still very character-driven. Everybody's kind of like a superhero. Mm-hmm. So there is more depth to our characters than just somebody coming out wrestling in some outfit, you know? Everybody does have a character, so it's kind of interesting.
The first part of the history of this promotion, there was some success. You know, you had live attendance that grew over the course of the year so that you were running shows, and you did have a successful TV program. My question, though, for you is, why do you think the initial version of WOW was not successful at the time?
I'm not sure, because we always had such good feedback. I don't know if maybe just the production of it was so much money, because it was really a crazy production. If you came to a live show, we were at the Forum in downtown Los Angeles, and it was just, you know, I'm sure that was an expensive venue.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
Show, yeah.
Kind of amazing to say that you performed at the Forum, mm-hmm. the Great Western Forum. But I think, I mean, production, I just think, was really expensive back then. I think everything, you can make things now, and it doesn't cost as much. So hopefully it will be better this time.
And you were in 102 television markets. So, you know, people always think of GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, I think, as kind of the first and maybe the only type of promotion of this kind. But really, the Women of Wrestling, this was another one that did come along and may have also been an influence on the WWE Diva product that we see today.
Oh, yeah, perhaps. I always will see things and I'm like, hey, we did that in WOW,
yeah.
10 years ago, you know? I had a red carpet like 10 years ago. But who knows, you know, that kind of, people can just, everything comes around, so I'm sure I'll think of something and somebody's already done it. You can't, like, get away from that. But, I mean, if we did influence anybody, that's awesome.
Now, as I mentioned, you are one of the original WOW women. Were you also the original WOW champion? Is that correct?
No, I was not. In the original season, it was Terry Gold, and I think Danger held it for a bit, too.
Okay. You did go on then to win the championship.
Yes, after we were off the air, we, like, wrestled in Los Angeles. Some of us continued wrestling for a little while, like Jungle Girl, me, Terry Gold, I think who else? Maybe Bronco Billy, Loca. Yeah, a few of us kept going for a while.
So that's interesting. So you had about a full year or so on TV. After they were not on television anymore, a bunch of you still went on to go wrestle. Who was kind of promoting the shows at that time?
David. He, David and our trainers, they were doing shows. Maybe they were taping it. We'll see what they would have. So we kept going, you know. Their love for wrestling, they just want to do it all the time.
Well, how did you initially get involved with the original promotion?
The original promotion, I had an agent who sent me on the casting, and I got to the audition, and he kept calling me, and I'm like, hey, quit calling me, I'm at the audition already. And he's like, no, leave. And I'm like, why? And he's like, they want you to be a wrestler. I thought they wanted you to be a host. And I'm like, I want to be a wrestler. And so I stayed and made it through.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an athletic background?
Yeah, I played sports in all my, you know, high school and junior high and everything. So I'd always wanted to do wrestling. I'm a big wrestling fan and football fan. And, you know, ended up playing in the Lingerie Bowl, the football league here, too. So I got to, like, fulfill a couple of my dreams.
That's pretty good. I always find it interesting talking to people who grew up and wanted to become pro wrestlers, because once they start going down that path, training is very difficult, and there may be some parts of it that they're not prepared for. Was there any part of the training or anything you thought, boy, I don't know if I can keep going with this?
Oh, absolutely. I did not honestly realize how hard it was. It is really difficult, and it's hard on your body, and lots of times I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in so much, you know, sore all the time. Is it worth it? But I just, like, love it so much, so I was like, yes, it's worth it.
Well, especially because you also do modeling, you do television and film, and it's not great to have bruises all over you.
No, that's the thing. When you stop doing it and you start again is when you have the bruises, and then they don't come anymore. Like, when I started wrestling again, you know, like last year, I was like, oh no, I was having to cover them up for auditions or jobs, but now that, like, I'm in the swing of it and doing it all the time, the bruises aren't there anymore, so that's kind of a bonus. You stick it out.
Well, you mentioned how you were a wrestling fan growing up. Were you also a GLOW fan? Did you watch the original GLOW series?
I did see a few episodes. I don't really remember, because that was a long time ago, but I've watched some on YouTube, and, you know, I thought it was pretty cool.
This is a good time for women's wrestling. GLOW is having kind of a resurgence. WOW is coming back. Also, of course, promotions like Shimmer and the other great women's promotions around the country right now. It feels like there's some more options for women now.
Yeah, definitely. Since I had been out of it, like, I hadn't been in a ring since, like, 2008. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't really been following what's going on. And now that I'm, like, you know, back in it and paying attention, and, like, there's so many women wrestlers and there's so many promotions, and I just think that's so, it's amazing. Like, it's so great for everybody that, you know, wants to be involved, that there's so many places people can go. It wasn't like that for sure back then when WOW first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, you're billed from Hollywood. Are you originally from California?
Yes.
Los Angeles particularly?
Yes.
Well, it's a perfect area for you if you like if you like to be in the entertainment field, right?
Yes, and sunshine.
Yeah.
75 degrees right now.
I'm kind of jealous. I grew up in Pennsylvania. It was snowing and cold all the time, so you're luckier than I am.
Are you still in Pennsylvania?
No, I actually live in the Washington, D.C. area now. I came south.
Oh, I love D.C.
Yeah, it's a great city, and I actually was in Los Angeles last year. It is a really exciting town, and again, for someone like yourself who has a lot of different interests, you're right in the middle of it. You've got film and television right there, you know, plenty of wrestling, as you see here, and some modeling. In fact, you were just working on a commercial today, is that right?
Oh, I was at a fitting for it. I'm working on it on Friday.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's good. You know, pays the bills.
Now, during the initial run for WOW, did you feel like there was an all-for-one or a one-for-all approach? Or, you know, was there some jealousies in the locker room? That can be a very competitive environment.
Yeah, I think when you get any group of girls together, it's like that, you know, not many girls. There's always going to be some kind of people that are jealous or people that, you know, have whatever their issue is. But I just kind of like try and stay out of it. You know, I have my friends that are, you know, outside of the business, and I wasn't any back then any part of anything that went on. You know, the people, they were all nice. We all got along, but I know, of course, there's going to be drama. There's drama with everything.
Yeah, that's true. I work for a software company. There's drama there. You're right.
I don't know if it's any more than anywhere else.
But this is an interesting situation for you because you had people back then coming from the dancing background, from modeling, from television, from athletics. It was really, just like GLOW, a very unique mix of girls.
Yes, very, yeah. But, you know, mostly everybody on the original WOW came from entertainment, and everybody was kind of the equal or the same. So there was not that. I mean, it wasn't too bad for people being like, oh, you know, why is she doing this? Or why does that person get this? So it was a good group of girls.
Good. Well, you had some great matches with Patty Pizzazz and Roxy Powers. We talked about how after even the television show was off the air, you did win the WOW Championship, defeating Terry Gold. That had to be a real highlight.
Yeah, oh, of course. I mean, Terry Gold, she's like an amazing athlete, you know, so I would love if she was to come back. That'd be awesome.
Tell us about the night that you shaved Ice Cold's head, the loser loses her hair match. A lot of people like this match. And the hair match is a classic gimmick-type match. Even guys don't like that. It's got to be worse for women.
Oh, can you imagine how I felt? Like, I was like, oh, my God. And it was hard, too, because it was in a handicap match. It was me just against the two of them. So I was super nervous. I feel bad for Ice Cold, but I'm sure it's growing back.
Well, better her than you, though, right?
Yeah, better anybody than me.
Actually, I did a little bit of film and TV work myself, and I had to play a Marine last year on a film production, and I had to get a buzz cut, a high and tight, and I did it, but I didn't really want to do it, and it took about 2 months for my hair to grow back out. I kind of feel bad for Ice Cold here. It's not a good feeling.
I know. I watched the videos, and I feel bad for her, and I was just watching them a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe that happened. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Now, that was also a big match because, if I'm not mistaken, it was a pay-per-view event, which, unfortunately, was the only pay-per-view for the original WOW production, but that also had to be a big thrill for you. It was a big stage.
Yeah, that was a big show. That's my honor. From back then, that's my favorite match that I had, was that with Poison and Ice Cold and the head shaving.
Well, you mentioned earlier here that you haven't been in the ring since 2008. Where were you wrestling, or what were you doing from the time you stopped working for WOW until 2008?
Well, I did a couple of things here and there. I did a pilot for a show called Crush. That was a wrestling show. I did a wrestling commercial for Tag Body Spray. Mm-hmm. So I did a couple of wrestling things here and there, but mostly through those years, acting and modeling. And then in 2008 was when I did the TV show Wrestlelicious. Mm-hmm. And then back to modeling and acting, and now back to wrestling again. Yay!
So you never really wrestled for what I would call, quote-unquote, a traditional wrestling promotion?
No, I have not. I would like to, perhaps. I would like to wrestle as much as I can.
Well, and listen, the reason I bring that up is because during that time, I was reading your biography, and you were really busy with television and with movies and doing a lot of other things. I didn't know when you would have time even to consistently dedicate to the sport of wrestling. So good for you that you were so busy during that time in the entertainment field.
Yeah, I have my time, like, I have no time. Like, I'm training all the time now that I've had to, like, cut back on everything else. Like, I've cut back on my jobs, I've cut back on auditions, because you have to give it 100%. It's not something you can just be like, oh, I'll just do this here and there. You have to live it, and so I have had to really dedicate myself to it. I'm really happy that I am. Like, I love WOW, and I love wrestling, so I'm so happy.
You did act in some very well-known films, Austin Powers 2, Pay It Forward, and I love the whole Austin Powers series. What is Mike Myers like to work with?
See, I don't know. Mike Myers was even there the day that I shot, and so it didn't. I don't even think it made it into the movie, so long ago, yeah. I hate being cut. Yeah. When I was in Iron Man, I had way more lines. And then when it came out, I was like, really? That's it? Like, you know, you all day long, and you're just, like, going over and over and saying all different lines, and that's what they use. I was like, what?
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you is, because I have a little bit of experience in this field, I find film and television at times to be very slow and tedious. And you have experience also in front of a live audience, which can be great immediate feedback and a lot of excitement. So what do you enjoy more? I mean, do you like that live interaction with the crowd as a wrestler, or do you like the craft of acting?
I love the craft of acting. I know what you're meaning. Like, movies are the worst, but TV is a lot quicker paced, I think, and mm-hmm. I don't mind that so much. And I feel more relaxed. I think I get so much energy and adrenaline and excitement and anxiety going when I'm wrestling that I'm, like, in that moment that it doesn't last that long. Mm-hmm. Like, I can feel the crowd, but then I'm like, oh, it's over. You know, it's very fast. You know, that 10-minute match is like 10 minutes. And you're like, oh, I wish I could do more or another one.
Because you're just getting going, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You also have appeared in many music videos. My goodness, Kid Rock, Hole with Courtney Love, The Offspring. I mean, really, really an impressive list. But do you yourself have any music singing talent?
No, I do not sing at all. We do have a girl on our show that is a singer, and she's awesome. Her name's Fire, and she actually sings live at the shows.
And the reason that I asked that also is because I know some of the Glow Girls fairly well, and you really do need to be multi-talented to be in a production like this. And you said that this new launch of WOW is focused a lot more on wrestling, but you've still got to be a character, right?
Yes, absolutely. You have to, like, live your character and be your character. And, like, for example, that girl, she's a singer, and she's, like, a rock star on our show, and that's what she is, so it's like perfect.
By the way, did you keep in touch with a lot of the original WOW girls after you stopped performing with them?
No, just Lotus. Jeannie Kim is probably the only one, and then I've run into some over the years, like Tammy Sheffield. Oh yeah, and I've seen, you know, Bobby and Loka over the years, but just hanging out and talking to all the time with Lotus.
Are those original shows or original matches available on YouTube? I mean, do you have a copy of them? Can you go back and watch them?
My original matches?
Yeah.
I have some episodes that I have somewhere. I think they're in storage, but I have seen they're on YouTube. Yeah, all the old WOW matches, you can see those on YouTube.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it. And then we've been taping our shows for WOW now, for distribution and for TV. So people are always like, well, when can we see them? We can't see anything. I just want everybody to know they will get to see them eventually. No matter what happens, they're going to come out one way or another.
Technology has changed for the better in that you have a lot more platforms now that you can disseminate your work, get it out to people, whether it's on YouTube or on your own personal website, whatever. You can really reach your fans.
Yes, absolutely. Like, interacting with the fans on Facebook and Twitter, it's really cool hearing the feedback. And there's so many wrestling fans, it's awesome to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject, what is your Twitter? You're on Twitter, you have a Facebook page?
I do. My Facebook is facebook.com/WOWLana, and my Twitter is twitter.com/RealLanaStar. Yeah, Real Lana Star. And I also have my own website, which is absolutelana.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I do some updates on there, and, you know, there's lots of, like, pictures and all that.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that we post all that information here along with the interview.
Oh, thanks.
Now, it was announced in May of last year that WOW was going to return later in the year. How did you personally find out about the relaunch?
Well, David has kept in touch over the years and said that, you know, it's going to happen, and Jade from the original WOW and me went to Las Vegas to promote WOW last year, and I didn't hear anything. And then he called, like, at the end of October, and he's like, hey, we're going to start this up again. Are you ready? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, it was just like that fast. So I started training again in November.
That is really exciting.
Yeah, this is very exciting. You know, when you wait that long for that phone call, it's like really exciting when it happens.
Well, it says on the official Women of Wrestling website, which, by the way, is www.wowe.com, that WOW is, quote, the embodiment of ambition, assertiveness, individualism, and the belief that anything is possible, unquote. Lana, how does that describe you?
I firmly believe that anything is possible. I'm like, if you set your mind to it, you can do it, you know? And I think that goes for anything in life. And, you know, if people want to be a wrestler, you can be a wrestler. If you want to be an actor, you can be an actor. And I think that it's just, WOW is about, you know, positive role models. And I think it's just a good thing. It's a good thing for all ages.
Well, and those are good characteristics to have, especially trying to have the career you're having in entertainment, in professional wrestling, out in California, a very competitive area.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't ever give up. You know, mm-hmm. You got to do what you love and what you have a passion for and just live it.
The website also goes on to say that you, Lana Starr, quote-unquote, no name could be more fitting for this starlet from Hollywoodland. With blonde hair, tan skin, and an unparalleled skills in the ring, Lana, like most girls from Hollywood, is a cutthroat competitor. So, Lana, how similar is that to you in real life?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty... You know, when it comes down to, like, business, I'm pretty cutthroat. Like, you know, you got to stick up for yourself, and you got to get what you want.
Mm-hmm. When you got this opportunity to be part of the relaunch, you said you started training again. And what did you find that you really needed to work on in the ring?
Oh, man, I was so rusty, everything. So I've been, like, you know, going over and over everything and, so, you know, start right back from the basics and, you know, training hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there wasn't one thing. I needed to polish up everything. I'm honest.
You never really stop learning.
No, you can never stop. Yeah, I mean, no matter who it is.
So what can people expect from Lana Starr today?
In the new WOW?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Lana's going to be her old self, but... times 10. She's going to be more mean, more sneaky, more evil, more up to no good, and more ruthless.
And who's part of your star-studded entourage? You're not in this all by yourself, are you?
No, I have my personal assistant, Kitty, and, you know, she acts as my assistant / manager, and, yeah, she's got my back.
The website, by the way, is very, very nice, and it presents all the girls in WOW right now. You said there's about 6 or 7 of the originals?
6 right now, yes.
6, right. And who are some of the other stars in WOW? And how did they get contacted and become part of this promotion?
Well, they had a casting for WOW. So there was some people that are, you know, actresses and models and athletes. And we have some indie girls, too. So, you know, people just reached out, and we've got a really good mix. There's, like, really good wrestlers, like one girl named Spike, who I have a feud with. She's great. And there's another girl named Frost, the girl I told you about earlier, Fire. Mm-hmm. Then we have Amber O'Neill and Santana Garrett, and, you know, they're very popular and well-known, so...
Yeah.
There's so many people.
I did see on the website that there's a casting notice for future performers. What advice, Lana, would you give to girls who want to be part of this production?
I mean, I would just write out a nice letter about why you want to be a wrestler and be on WOW, or if you're already a wrestler, tell them why you think you're a good fit. Maybe come up with a character that is not already on the show. And, you know, if they think that's a good fit, maybe they will call the people for a tryout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but send some good pictures, you know.
Well, that's important, right? To basically, really, wrestlers today are small businesses, and you have to promote yourself.
Yeah, like, it'd be good to have a good press kit.
Mm-hmm. So I read that WOW was scheduled to hold its first live wrestling event since 2000, and this was supposed to be in January a few weeks ago. How did that event go?
Oh, it was awesome. I was so surprised. The place was completely packed, and the crowd was insane. They were so into it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, I didn't know what to expect because it had been so long. And, you know, we had previously wrestled in L.A., and I didn't know what it would be like in Las Vegas and, you know, how many people would come, and it was perfect. I couldn't have hoped for anything better.
I believe that was January 19, 2013. It was in Las Vegas. And where can people see that if they want to get a copy of that event?
Oh, that's why I was saying that the event was taped for TV distribution, so nothing is going to come out until it's on television.
Oh, I got you. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, but I just wanted everybody to know for sure, like, no matter what happens, you're going to see it all eventually.
Good, and so how exciting for you to be back in front of a crowd?
Very exciting. The crowd was so, like I said, crazy, and they hated me. It was awesome.
Do you like playing a heel?
Yes, I do. I think originally when I became a heel, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to be a heel. And then I was a face on another promotion, and I was like, oh, I love being a heel. But I'll do whatever anybody wants.
In fairness, it's not easy. I mean, not everybody can be a heel, be a babyface. It takes some work. And how do you feel like you come across as a character? It's really role-playing, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Lana Starr is a little bit of me, but I just make her me times 100% and a little meaner. To say and do things that I wouldn't normally, but maybe sometimes I would like to.
Well, you have some big upcoming events for WOW. I know there's an event on March 9th at the Eastside Cannery Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, and also one on March 24th, correct? Two big upcoming events.
Yes, March 24th is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So that's going to be awesome. First time WOW's been to the East Coast, so we're pretty excited about that.
I'm actually from York, Pennsylvania, originally, not too far, but that'll be exciting.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're going to have the March 9th event in Las Vegas and then take it on the road for the March 24th show.
Yes.
What will you be doing on those? Are you going to be wrestling on both shows?
Yes, I will be wrestling at both of those shows. I have a rematch with Spike in Las Vegas on the one coming up, and I do not know who I'm wrestling on March 24th.
Well, what I wanted to ask you is this going to be the business model for WOW, where you have some shows in Las Vegas kind of as your home base, and then you go out to other cities around the United States to do the live shows?
As far as I know, that's the plan. I think we might do some in L.A. too. I mean, hope that'll be cool, you know, so then all of our friends can come. But, yeah, as far as I know, we're going to be taking it on the road.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think of today's product that we see on television, most notably the WWE Divas, often criticized by people that the promotion doesn't give them enough time to actually wrestle.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched some, and they're pretty short. When they do, it's pretty short matches.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going against what everybody says, but I don't know. Maybe WWE knows what they're doing. They've been around a long time.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, that's making room for all of these other promotions that are strictly for women wrestling. So, I don't know, maybe people shouldn't complain so much, and then you'll have more women's wrestling on TV on different shows.
I always view it that they are stars, they're entertainers, and there's other promotions like Shimmer where the actual wrestling is you know, more emphasized, and it does. I think you're exactly right. I think it makes room for women who want to perform in some capacity in professional wrestling. I think WOW is another example of that.
Well, I don't know. Well, now that we have a lot of the girls, like, we have really good professional wrestlers, like Amber O'Neill, Santana Garrett. We have a few more coming that I'm not allowed to say yet their names, but I'm guaranteed that people are going to be, like, excited when they come. So I think that we have a lot of really good wrestling on the show.
Are there any women working today that you pattern yourself after or that you really admire?
I look up to everybody that's out there that does this full-time as their full-time thing, but I don't really pattern myself after anybody. I'm just me.
Well, who would be your dream match? Who would you love to wrestle?
Oh, ever? Well, I would love to wrestle Trish Stratus because that would be a lot of publicity.
Yeah, it would be an awful lot of publicity. That's true.
Yeah, and I kind of think I think Angelina loves kind of cool, so you know she has the same kind of attitude when she's a heel.
Well, those are two great choices, and you know, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and best of luck to you. First of all, let's make sure we go over this again. On Twitter, it's at RealLanaStar. You also have a Facebook page. You said Wow Lana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a website, absolutelana.com, correct?
Yes, and I'm going to actually start working with this website. It's called glamourmodeltv.com mm-hmm. after March 9th, where people can go on their computer and have like a live chat with me, and it's going to be free. So people can ask me questions about Wow and wrestling and all that good stuff. But I'll post that up on all my sites, you know, when I know the dates that I'm going to do that.
Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me. I really enjoyed hearing more about your career and about the relaunch of the Women of Wrestling here. Wish you and the promotion the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, bye.
And don't forget to check out the OWW website at onlineworldofwrestling.com for the latest news, analysis, and updates from the world of professional wrestling. While you're there, you can also catch up on past episodes of OWW Radio. You can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com to submit topics or questions you would like us to discuss on an upcoming broadcast. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at OWWCOM to get all program updates and announcements. We'll also be posting directly to the OWW Facebook homepage. Till next time, I am David. Thank you again to Lana Starr of the Women of Wrestling for joining me today. Check her out on Twitter at RealLanaStar, and I will be posting all of her other contact information on the OWW website. We thank her for joining us, hope you enjoyed the program, and we'll be back soon with another edition of OWW Radio.
All right, well that's okay.